Hello, ladies and gents. We have a challenge about social problems, and I am recording my voice because I feel I need more practice in this area. Okay, let's start. Do you think it is acceptable for parents or teachers to use corporal punishment as a means of discipline? Why or why not? No, I think it is not acceptable, neither for parents nor for teachers, because it kills and ruins teenagers' or children's confidence, and it has many negative consequences for children. For example, about parents, the children become shy and isolated or introverts, and their personality will become weak. And about teachers, using these kinds of punishments can destroy passion between students, and it can cause many stressful situation. Number two, in an overpopulated world, should people be free to have as many children as they want? No, I don't think in an overpopulated world, people must be free to have as many children, because we need too much facilities for every children. They need job, they need home, and excess children can cause many crises like poverty or unemployment and etc. Number three, what are some reasons people use illegal drugs? In my opinion, people use illegal drugs to forget the bitterness of this world. People who are depressed or have many problems in their real life want a healing to forget their failures or their past or future life. Number four, poverty causes crime. Do you agree with that? Yes, because when people are poor, they lose their confidence and they lose their pride. They are humiliated by the society. For example, in a case of severe poverty, a person cannot provide first needs like a shelter to live or a clothes to wear. They resort to different crimes to solve their problems. But it is not necessary. We can see many rich criminals, and they have produced an empire for themselves. Number five, what country do you think has the worst record for helping its poor? I think undeveloped or developing countries has the worst record for helping, because they don't have any organizations, or they have few organizations to help poor people, and often poor people feel helpless. Thank you for this challenge.